They're only Simon Reish, Tezayin, Siv Gimel, page Koflamin. Welcome to Torah Anytime. So two things from yesterday before we go on to today. The first thing from yesterday, we're in the middle of discussing the halachas of Birchas HaReach. And one halacha which we stated was that if you're mesupik, what the proper bracha to make on any particular good smelling thing, then you can make a bari mine b'samim. And by Havdalah, l'chadchila, we make a bar mini b'samim because we don't want people to make mistakes. Not everyone's bekiyin in what the proper bracha is to make on different things. Therefore, we make l'chadchila bar mini b'samim. The question is, someone was ma'ir this to me this morning, that when it comes to food, we say b'di'evet shahakal works on everything. However, you can't just say shahakal l'chadchila. Shahakal is only if you learned the entire sugya, you went to the chacham to teach you, and you still don't know what bracha to make, then you can make a shahakal. Over here, it seems like we're much more, you know, we're dispensing the bari mine b'samim heter, or like kula, very easily. You're not sure? Go ahead, bari mine b'samim. What's the pshat in that? It's a good question. What I saw today in the Sefer V'zayis HaBracha, I'm not sure if it's his own svar, he's quoting b'shem someone else, he says that perhaps the reason is because there's two nekudas mechus brachas. There's also the honeys and lezebel bracha, and that we have bain by achila and bain by reach. It's a separate halacha by achila where there's like a din me'ila. And that din me'ila is what requires you to go eat to the chacham and not just go ahead and make the shahakal. And by reach, there's no din me'ila. And therefore, you're not mechuyev to go eat to the chacham to learn. You could just get away with the bar mini b'samim when you're mesupik. I'm not sure where the makar for this is, but that's what it says in Mezayis HaBracha. Upon him, the question is addressed. At least we're validating the question. The answer might not be as good as the question, but it's at least an answer. Second nekuda is, so we discussed yesterday at the end, coffee, and we discussed, Baruch Hashem, that when you open up the new jar of the Taster's Choice coffee, you're allowed to sniff that because that's a reaction in my ikr. It's just some type of chemical they put in there. It's not really, Morty says, doesn't even smell so good. But Lamaisa, you also, okay, I'm seeing all that over here. But Lamaisa, that you can smell. But what about if you have real coffee? We said, the Mr. Brewer says, you make Ashton Reach Taiba Paris. For real coffee, it smells delicious, you make a bracha. And there are other fruits that sometimes perhaps can be very good smelling. And the Chayyav, what's the pshat? We don't find people making brachas on these things so often, or come out never. And I did look around a little bit. I did see in the Piskei Tshuvos, it brings down over there that the minhag is not to make a bracha on anything which is meant for achila. And the reason is we're being chayshish for the two svars. First, we have the Vilna Goyin, the way the Bir Alacha starts off yesterday, the feed of the Damasek Eliezer. Anything which is picked up to eat doesn't get a bracha. It's only if you only pick it up to smell it. That's the Mishnah Berurah argues. Mishnah Berurah holds that if you pick it up to eat and to smell, you make a bracha. But we're being chayshish, suffer brachas lahakal for that Goyin. And even if you pick it up to smell it, we're being chayshish for the Chazon Ish, who holds that you're still not going to make a bracha unless the thing is intended only for smelling. It's I mean only l'hariach. That's what it says there in Piskei Tshuvos. Now, learning the sugya, it's a little bit surprising because, you know, the Mishnah Berurah is mefarish, and it's not so shver what he's saying, that if either you make a bracha, at least if you pick it up specifically to smell it, you would make a bracha. Akapana, that's what it says over there. So I asked Rabbi Jacobowitz before this year, what's halacha l'maisa? Do we ever make brachas, birchas hareach, on fruits? And he told me no. I said, even if I pick it up just to smell? He said that the minhag is not to make a bracha. He's not sure why, though. The chayre, there's a good reason to make a bracha. And therefore, we definitely, l'chatchila, try not to pick it up to smell. So what would seem to me would be the proper hanhaga is that anything which is something which is made for food, it's made for eating. Even if you enjoy the smell, and maybe taking away that one of your geschmacks that you have in life, that sniff that you take of that food before you have it, but it might be l'chatchila not to pick it up just to smell it, or even if you plan on eating it, but to take it and to intentionally take that smell, if you picked it up also to smell it, that might not be l'chatchila because now you're getting involved into a suffix brachas. So if you really badly want it, you can make a bar mini b'samim on clothes and have that in mind for everything. If you happen to have picked it up just to eat and you change your mind once it's in your hand, then you can smell it. Because then the kuliyam, you wouldn't make a bracha. But if you picked it up to smell it, or if you picked it up to eat it and to smell it over there, the ma'isa, we don't find people making brachas, and the minhag is wishy-washy if you should make brachas over there because of the shita of the goyin and the chazanish, and therefore it's definitely better to avoid the shiloh And that is the maskana from yesterday's discussion, making brachas on fruits. Let's go on to today's discussion. Zok mechaber siv gimel, page kuf lamin. Ala vered. Vered is roses. Va'ala kinamayin. Kinamayin over here does not mean cinnamon. Because yesterday in siv beis we discussed cinnamon. That was kanila. Kanila was timmering, which is kinamon, which is cinnamon. Over here it's something else. Shehu or hindi, which the Mishabura will change it to ud hindi. We'll see what that means exactly. Va'almeya vered, the water which you either cooked or squeezed out the roses into it. Va'al halavayna, frankincense. Va'amitzdiki. Mitzdiki is some sort of sap, I think, that smells good. V'chiyotz behem, similar ideas. Bari atze b'saman, you make a bari atze b'saman, they come from trees, and trees get the bracha of bari atze b'saman. Zok the Mishabura, so called Yin Zayin. Al-Vered. Humashonu karen rosish. Roses. I had a good picture of this. I forgot to take a picture for the Olam. I do have a sefer with a good picture of them, but you probably know how they look anyways. Even though you could take the roses and make them into a food, and you would make a bracha, like it says in Reish Dalet, Yud Aleph, that you make a bracha on Brodim. You can't make a bracha it's not really the ikar meant for achila, it's meant for smelling. That's what they're really meant for. And therefore, the bracha would not be ashanosan reach tayba peris. The bracha would be bari atse b'samim, and therefore that you couldn't still make these days, because since it's not a fruit, it's something which is meant lahariach, you can make a bracha that the kulayama. El mavarchim bari atse b'samim. Behind all of vratim hagadelim b'ilones, this is discussing the vratim that grow on trees. Those that grow on the ground, if branches or leaves come out from the trunk, lasting year to year, the tree does not dry up and wither away in the winter. Even if it does not look like a regular tree, but it has the qualities that would give it at least the bari priya eitz, because the trunk stays year to year, and it produces more branches every year, then maybe tzarachin, if we get the bracha bari atzib isamim. This is really the biralacha, it's a mairach, again, a very long biralacha, discussing whether or not the rules of bari atzib and bari isvi are the same as bari pri eitz and bari pri adama, or not. I did not zaycha to go through the entire thing and get it exactly perfect. Akaponim, it's a shayla, tzarachin, the Mishabura says, do you have the same rules as Bari Pri Eitz and Bari Pri Adama, or different rules? That's a shayla that's brought down. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, so called Yiches or Hindi. Ta'as Seifer Mitzarech Lemer Ud Hindi. What does Ud Hindi mean? Uveyure Eitz Baisem Abami Eretz Haydu, a good smelling tree that comes from Turkey. Ki Ud Hu Eitz Balash in Arvi. Ud is a tree in Arabic. The Hindi Haynu Me Eretz Haydu. Hindi is from Haydu, from Turkey. Shasham Gidulam. These trees grow over there. He discusses this Ud Hindi, Ayin Sham, and the Shari Tshuva, different things about this Ud Hindi. He goes to the Gersa of Or Hindi, Ayin Sham. Zap the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, Yotes Meha Verek. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. This is going to be, we're going to touch on the topic of perfumes and colognes right now. And it will also touch a little bit on the tabak shmuz, the snuff tabak, the shmek tabak, which we have over here in the bima. You have two gishmaka ones, right? Next to the loach. And the maisa, do you make a bracha on it or not? When you smell it. So that's going to be tomorrow, the shmek tabak. But the perfume and the cologne really will start over here, but it's related to tomorrow's halacha. So let's see sifkat and yutess inside. May avered. What the machaber said? The machaber said, we have the liquid of a vered, then it gets a bracha bari atzib b'samim, even though the vered itself is not here. But the liquid of the vered, what is liquid of the vered? Zek the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu bein mei halachluchi shiyotem min haverid ha'idei s'chitasei. It means the juice that you squeeze out of it. So that is the vered itself. It's just the liquid part of the vered is in there. You have the actual vered. Ubein ma shiyotem ha'idei shenishra v'nis basha b'mayim. Or if you cooked it in the water and then you took it out of the water, also that also would be considered mei vered and get a bracha. Even if it manda amar, it was the Rajba over there. The Rajba said that if you cook peiros, it's not going to get a bari priya eitz unless it's a derech to cook those peiros. That was the shita of the Rashba, as opposed to the Rush, who held anything which you cooked, the water would get the bracha of that which you cooked in it. So even if the Rashba holds that if you cook fruits in liquid, the liquid does not get the bracha of Bereprietz. Hainu le'inim b'rechaz achila levad. Lo le'inim b'rechaz areach. B'rechaz areach is different than b'rechaz achila. And b'rechaz areach, you're going to get, even if the Rashba, if you're going to cook the roses in the water and you remove the roses, you're going to get the bracha of b'rechaz areach, b'rei atzi b'samim. And the Sharitian writes in Sekot Yud Zayin v'atam, why is achila different than reach? The teva hareach lias niklat, smell gets absorbed very well. It absorbs the entire reach. By food, it doesn't get all the flavor. It gets like a weaker flavor. It doesn't taste like the food itself. The bach is mashma. Now, only if you're actually going to cook it in the liquid, then it will get a bracha. If you just soak it in there, it's not going to get a bracha. Any day of Maishnami Mitzchah Kavisha, what's the difference between Mitzchah Kavisha, some sort of oil which is kavash, which sits in it? It could be even the bach is maida, it sits in there a long time, then it'll get the bracha. So now we have three ways that I can have a liquid that has no mamashes in there that would have a bracha. Either it's the juice itself from something which had a smell, I squeeze out the juice, or I cook something in there that's pashut. Or if I soaked something in there for a long time, then it could be even the Bach would agree. But for sure, the Magen Avraham is saying it, that if I soaked something in there for a long time, it would also get the bracha of even Bari Atzei B'Samim. Now, the problem with this is there's a concept in Sifva, we'll see tomorrow, called a Reach She'ein Lo Iker. Reach She'ein Lo Iker, you don't make a bracha. It's a machlokes there in Sifva. Reach She'ein Lo Iker, Yesh Arim, She'ein Mevarech Lav, have a Reach She'ein Lo Iker. By anything which is a reach she'ein le'ikar, it sounds like it's a suffix, try not to smell it, because it's a big tzad not to make a bracha on it. So why is this liquid not called reach she'ein le'ikar? So if you squeezed out the very end to it, I hear that being that you have an ikar over here. It's just the liquid form of the good smelling thing itself. But if you didn't squeeze it out, you just soaked it in there, or you cooked it, it's a little bit hard to call that reach she'ein le'ikar. So that's going to be a discussion tomorrow, which we're going to deal with more tomorrow. But I'll call upon him, the halacha over here, maybe we'll say that the difference will be that if it's really, really, really absorbed very, very well and the smell is very, very strong, then we're going to make a bracha. Reach she'ein le'ikar means that it's not as strong, because in the ikar, we'll try to find the svar tomorrow, we'll figure it out. But over here, at least it says, that if you have, let's say now we'll go to a perfume or to a cologne, if the smell came there from something which really gets a bracha of bari atzei istvei aminei b'samim, or nasan reach tevi peris, as long as it was cooked in there, or if it was soaked in there long enough, or squeezed in, it would get a proper bracha. It'd be like regular besamim. It would be meverim. And that would be the case. So if you shake someone's hand and it smells really good and you want to smell it, you know, maybe that, once it's on the person's hand, maybe ready to absorb. Then maybe you can't make a bracha. But maybe if it's if you smell the actual bottle of the perfume, maybe you would have to make a bracha because it has in, it's meverim. The only shaila is a lot of times it's not made from natural smells; it's chemical, synthetic smells. Look at the side in number 21. It says mevradin shereicha mechomrim kimiyim, mevradin that comes from chemical smells, chemical synthetic ingredients. Kasev shalos teshuvas arul tzion sheyis avarich aleim bari mini b'samim. Don't make the proper bracha bari ati b'samim. If it's chemical mevered, then you make mini b'samim. Now, one should be aware that it's not so poshut. Shem Zalman is brought down when it comes to synthetic smells. Shem Zalman is discussing over here in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, it says that nachay not to use mei boisem. Don't use perfume or cologne for Abdallah. Kimish is safik hu imi shavar chaleim. It's a safik if you make a bracha on perfume or cologne. Therefore, don't use perfume or cologne for Abdallah for mina b'samin. In the Ha'ari it says, v'shamati mei agayin v'shem Zalman v'arbach shlita, that the Cheshvani, the Afilu Hasayvim B'Shemen U'Mayim Shakoltu Reach Mi B'Samim Techashiv Yekayesh Lehem Iker. Even those that hold the way it's mashma in our sif, let's say that if you have oil or water that gets a good smell from something else, it's considered Reach Yekayesh Lehem Iker, and therefore you can make a bracha on it. Haynu Dakla Kishakoltu Mamish Mi B'Samim Shachayav Mi Bracha. That's only if the smell came from something which was mechuyev in the bracha. If you have made baisem, a perfume or a cologne, it could be the source of the smell itself is pata from a bracha. It's made from some sort of chemical process, from some bad smelling thing. The from zephis is tar, I think. and it's var mamish masrichim, disgusting, things that smell awful, and they do some shini, some chemical, you know, they separate some of the different chemicals in there, so and they make it something good smelling. He says, it could be that this does not get a bracha. He says, if we're going to say that these chemicals are considered something which deserves a bracha, so now you have the ikur in here, so maybe it would get a bracha, but it could be, misopic, maybe anything synthetic does not deserve a bracha. And therefore, you definitely should not use something which is a synthetic smell for Abdullah, for sure. So now, Zabdur Shem Zalman Hagamda Olutzion is saying that if you have made vradim, that's made from some mechumrim kimiyim, some chemical ingredients, then you wouldn't make the bracha atze, you make the bracha bar mina b'samim. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm surprised it's not brought down over here, unless I'm making a mistake. He for sure brings it down later. I'm assuming for sure he'll bring it down tomorrow, that when you have these synthetic smells, then pashas, you're not going to, it's definitely a big suffix if you should make a bracha. So if you're going to have a perfume or a cologne and you want to take a sniff at it, you want to smell it, so you have to first determine, is this synthetic or is it a natural smell? If it's synthetic, then a big savik, if you should make a bracha, maybe you shouldn't smell it. If it's with intent to enjoy the smell. If it's something which is natural, then it would be the sugya of mei vradim. And mei vradim, we're saying, is a shayla. Right here, it sounds like you can make a bracha on mei vradim. We'll see tomorrow, you know, what's halacha lemaisa. And a lot of the tabaks also, sometimes they can have synthetic smells. And that's going to be an important factor to keep in mind tomorrow when we discuss if you make a bracha on tabak or not. Let's try to figure out, you know, I checked the can, whatever you call it, the can, the tin of tabak we have there, doesn't say the ingredient. It doesn't say what it's made from. So there is tobacco, and it doesn't say where the smell comes from. So I don't know if it's synthetic or real, but that's something which will play a role in the shiloh. Zak the Mishnah Berurah Tzakot Achav HaLavayna, who kataf yotze mishar she'etz, it's a certain type of kataf. Kataf is maybe, I thought it was bolza, maybe it's a sack. The type of tree which has a sap, which gives a good smell. Zug siv dalin. Al shemen aparasimoyin mivaret bari shemen arid. Shemen aparasimoyin, this is balsam, I think. Oil from the balsam tree. Maybe you make a bracha bari shemen arid. Zat the Mishnah Berurah, Sakon Chabez, al shemen aparasimoyin, who tsuri, the lashon mikra. Maybe it's not balsam. I did check up the lashon tsuri in the article Siddur, and I couldn't pronounce the word that it translated that, so I'm not sure exactly what tsuri is. Sorry if it's a pardon. The word sorry, you can check it up in the article in the interlinear. I checked it up and I couldn't understand it. The chaykana ate a makalfanais, you cut the tree and you peel it, and the oil drips from it, and muska bishas, hatsari any al saraf naitim atayakatov. So saraf is sap, atayakatov is a balsam tree, I think. The sap of the balsam tree. I'm not sure if it's 100% accurate, but it's some sort of good smelling thing. This tree is found in Eretz Yisrael. Tree gets its own special bracha. I do think I saw somewhere that these trees grow outside Yerichai, and that's why Yerichai got the name Yerichai, because that smell from all the trees that were around it. I did see that somewhere, I think. If you don't give it its special bracha of Bayrei Shemen Arev, then and you make a regular bracha bari atzeh, it's a shayla for yetzibid yevin, and the star that brings down 2 days, it's a machlekes for yetzibid yevin on this thing if you make the bari atzeh b'samim. Zog siv hei, let's hold off siv hei for tomorrow's chazer. So what did we learn today? We answered the kasha of why we're much quicker to make a bari mini b'samim more than we are to make a shahakal by a safik, because there's no me'ila by reach, only by achila, so you can make that bari mini whenever you're misafik. We said, halacha l'maisa, we don't really make brachas on fruits, even when they smell delicious, even if you pick it up the smell. Not so clear why not. It sounds like we're being choshes for a chazanish, or maybe one interpretation of a Vilna Gain, depending on the case. But Akapanim wants to definitely try to avoid the shayla. Don't try to smell any fruit with intent to enjoy that smell, or coffee with intent to enjoy that smell, because you're getting involved in the shayla if you should make a bracha or not. If you really have a taiva, make a bracha on some clothes and make a baramini b'samim, then you go ahead and smell it. And then we learned about perfume and cologne. So perfume and cologne could be like mei vered if it's a natural smell. And mei vered, at least the way it says it here in Siv Gimel, would get a bracha if it was cooked or soaked for a long time. We'll see tomorrow a potential stira of reich she'in lei ikar, and we'll figure out how to answer that. However, if it's synthetic smell, then Agam Dar Elutzion says you will lose the bracha of bari ati b'samim, make a bari mina b'samim. But synthetic smell, Shlomo Zalman says, maybe would not be considered a smell that you can make a bracha on in the first place. and at least by Meiveret for sure. Meiveret will allow you to make a smell if that which the smell came from gets a bracha. But if that which the smell came from was zephes or some sort of chemical that wouldn't get a bracha, then Rosh Hashanah says very, very not clear if you can make a bracha. Therefore, you should avoid also smelling with intent to enjoy any sort of perfume or cologne, because you're going to get involved in that shaila. At least for now, we'll be mashlim this shmooze of the perfume and the cologne with the tabak, the shmek tabak tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Everyone should have a good night.